Lifeway Leadership Podcast Network. You're listening to the newchurches.com Q&A podcast. New Churches is an online hub for the mission of church multiplication. Here you'll find the resources and training you need to get started, as well as a community of church planting and multi-site experts to help you thrive. My name is Daniel Lim, and I'm here with Todd Adkins.
What?
I almost did hello.
All right. Oh,
I forgot who it was.
Hello.
That was
hello, hello. This is the New Churches podcast at home edition. Have you been watching any of the Jimmy Fallon Tonight Show at Home stuff?
Yes, of course. And I don't watch much TV, but it's so good. Like, here's my question. What is it going to be like after it, after, you know, things start to get back to normal? Because I don't know if I want, it to come back the way it was.
Yeah, it's hilarious. And it's funny how all the Tonight shows, they're all doing that. But my favorite clip is James Corden. I don't know if you saw that, where he had his whole staff on Zoom. And he made jokes, and no one on the Zoom call laughed. And he's like, "Hey guys, can you hear me?" And they're like, "Yeah, we're here."
Well, okay. So here, this is really important, Daniel, because I think one of the things that churches will recognize, and pastors, if you haven't recognized this, hopefully this conversation helps, that there's almost something more personal. This is a really opportune time if you're using things like Zoom with your church, because, like, I didn't know Jimmy Fallon had a dog named Gary, and now I know Gary, and I like Gary.
Yeah, I know.
So,
well, Gary talks, man. So,
there's people in your church that you haven't been into their home before, and they haven't been into the home of the other people in their small group before, and so. Sure, it may be distracting when the cat walks behind them, or the dog walks behind them, or, you know, you hear their children in the background, or you're trying to do a study with, you know, other women, and suddenly your child jumps in front of the shot or whatever. Hmm. At the same time, this is even more personal and real and authentic. Than what groups normally are. So I think it's actually a really unique time and experience that we're in right now, where, you know, just I am a guy that looks for opportunity and looks for silver linings, but there's real opportunity right now. There's real opportunity, guys.
Yeah, there really is. And the fact that we're multiple, I mean, you know, almost a couple months into going online, we can talk freely about the opportunity that we do have right now, and to not waste the opportunity that we have in our churches during this season of time. So on episode 488, Todd and I kicked it off by starting to talk about the idea of having a ministry strategy for the winter season that you're in. Winter being May to August, at least as far as we know right now. And yes, I do live in Canada and it is summer for us, but the idea of the winter strategy, having a strategy during this time. So if you haven't listened to episode 488, you're going to have to pause and go back to that.
Yep.
Because we're going to go straight into it and just continue from that conversation. So just a quick recap. I was walking through our ministry strategy that my team here at Beulah and in Edmonton developed, and really our three areas are engagement, community, and compassion. And just as a quick recap, in engagement, we were talking about weekends, communications, and ministry grid. So I'll go into the second one and we'll dialogue about that, and then we'll finish off with compassion. So community is the next component of our ministry strategy. And it really breaks down into three columns underneath community. One is groups, the next one is a discipleship pathway, and the last one is offline resourcing. So on the groups side of things, here's our statement: to increase the number of new people connected in a group while also reconnecting those who haven't yet gone digital. So the idea with this is, hey, we don't have to we don't have to convince people that community is important right now. We just need to help them easily get connected. And instead of just saying, well, you know, you can join all of these existing groups, we know that's very difficult to do unless it's that new person knows multiple people in that existing group. So the idea is, with this opportunity, how do you create new groups? How do you identify individuals who can say, yes, I want to create a new group? And maybe previously they weren't able to because of time or this or that. But now I think one thing that we all have, I mean, we're time rich. We don't have commutes. I mean, just think Nashville, Todd. I mean, no one's driving 2 hours a day.
I know.
Of commute time.
Here's the thing though, man, I'm working harder than I ever have.
Yeah. Yeah. Not everyone though, right? So when we think about it from that perspective, yeah, people are more time rich than they are ever before. So how do you connect new people in groups while also reconnecting those who haven't yet gone digital? And under that, we have multiple subpoints under that. But for us, I'm going to talk about compassion and congregational care. But for us, under this group side of things, we're making sure that our groups are the ones that are providing congregational care for one another. Okay, so that's the group side. The next one is discipleship pathway. And that's my love language, right? From No Silver Bullets. And the idea with this one is that we are developing an effective and intentional discipleship pathway that helps people grow closer to and become more like Jesus. And the reason this is so opportune right now is because I believe that when all of this is over, we are actually going to have, there's going to be a greater divide between more mature and more immature believers. And if we emerge out of this whole thing, having developed way more immature believers that are high, even more consumeristic, because they're like, well, I can just turn onto this feed and that feed and this and that and the other. I think as a church, not just local churches, but as a global church, we have failed. We have failed. We need to emerge out of this season with individuals who know how to, people in our church who know how to disciple those who make disciples, who make disciples, and who know how to feed themselves. So that's why this is a very important piece for us. And the last piece, and then we'll dialogue about this, is the idea of offline resourcing. So this was a huge piece for us to say, hey, let's make sure that we are thinking about and creating resources that don't rely on screens to help people live out what it means to be a follower of Christ. So that's the idea of our community strategy. What are some of your thoughts, Todd?
I love it. I wish that we had talked previous to this episode, just because I have so many questions, and we already made two episodes out of this one episode. So I'm going to restrain myself. My comment is, I love that you're realigning your resources, you know, your staff, your people, lay leaders, and I'm sure money and just communication time, all those things are now reallocated, to those areas. How important is it during this time to take this opportunity to kill things that that should be killed?
Yeah.
And there's some things that are fine, but they're not going to be effective at this time. So talk about really quickly for me how you shifted those resources to these new, the way that you've now, you know, realigned and structured your church. How did you shift resources?
Yeah.
And what have you stopped that you aren't going to start back, maybe?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, there's that exercise that most of us are familiar with, right? The idea of start, stop, and refine. And it's something that you should be doing on an ongoing basis. For our team, we ask them to come up with, okay, what have you stopped? Because for us, especially during that blizzard season where we went online and everything was rapid change for us, I mean, we're a staff of about 50 or so, 50 plus people. So for us, our org structure looks a little bit different compared to when I was a part of a church with a staff of 3 or with a staff of 2 or a staff of 4. So the larger the staff is, the more you're really wanting to empower teams to make decisions. For us, we consolidated a lot of that during the blizzard strategy. And we were verbal about that after the fact to say, hey, this wasn't like some ploy to just get more power and now all you guys are implementers. That's not the case, but we had to make decisions quick. So there was that sense where we shared to our staff, hey, no more spending, and all the ministry plans that you have right now, put it to the side of your desk because this is the new plan for the next 6 weeks. So for a lot of our staff, it wasn't even a matter of choice to say, hey, oh, okay, we get to start this, or it was really, okay, guys, we need to respond. We need to do, this is our priority. And for our Blizzard time, we really divided it from in a quadrant. Air war and ground war on one axis, and midweek and weekends on the other axis. And we developed everything in around that simple model just so that we were all on the same page. And the guiding statement, and it's so cool. It's so cool to hear our elders and our church and our staff and everyone have really adopted this language. But our guiding statement was, during the season, we need to look to Jesus and be the church. I mean, the number of times I shared that in preaching, in announcements, on offline, online, just look to Jesus and be the church. It's so cool. A couple months in, how even yesterday's elders meeting at the time of this recording, the number of times that I heard that, hey guys, we need to be the church. So there's this idea of the sticky statements and making sure that you're leading in that manner. But in terms of for us, it really was I wouldn't have done this regular course, but it really was guys, everything needs to stop. And here's our new ministry strategy. And by doing this next winter strategy, this is then empowering our lay leaders, our staff leaders, our department leaders to understand, okay, here are our boundaries. And now let's begin dreaming within these categories.
I love that. You know, again, I think simple frameworks like that are really important to have for your staff, or not staff, your people. I want to remind you guys as well that this doesn't, when you hear Daniel say 50, you go, wow. But remember, even if you are a single staff church, you have mm-hmm. leaders within your church that you can do this process with as well. And it scales, you know, in any direction as far as number of people, size of church, complexity of church. So keep that in mind as well.
Yeah, and for us, I mean, one of the footnotes that we have on all of this, because this phrase, our executive pastor wrote this in. I mean, literally, he was like, guys, every single one of these points needs to equip the saints to do the work of ministry, and we need to re-engage volunteers. It literally is every single step. So whether you're using staff, paid staff, lay staff, volunteers, it doesn't matter. Every single one of these is scalable, and that's really how you need to develop a strategy, right? You need to develop strategies that are scalable so that they can grow with you. But it really, all of this is dependent upon us engaging and equipping the saints to do the work of ministry. All right, so let's move on to our next one. But before we do that, the compassion category. But before we do that, let's just hear a quick word from our sponsor for today. If you're preparing to launch a new church or campus in the upcoming months, I recommend connecting with Portable Church Industries. This team has been around for over 25 years and continues to be the pioneer in creating customized and engaging environments in rented venues with systems that significantly increase volunteer retention. They can help with everything from AVL, kids ministry, lobby spaces, signage, storage, and everything in between. Starting with your vision, they'll equip you with everything needed to thrive in rented spaces. Check out their site at portablechurch.com/lifeway and talk to an expert today. All right, so the last category for us is compassion. So we have engagement, community, and compassion. Engagement, community, and compassion. And for us, compassion breaks down into three columns. Congregational and pastoral care is one, neighboring and evangelism is the next, and impact is the third. So congregational and pastoral care is this idea where we have a strategy where we are for congregational care and also pastoral care. And a big difference being congregational care being congregation caring for one another. And the pastoral care is when you actually have lay pastors and staff pastors, both. In our docket actually says, train and equip a team of lay pastors to be co-workers in the ministry of care for people and to share the love of Jesus. So the idea within this column is that we are making sure that congregational and pastoral care is happening. But here's the specific phrase in our strategy, with a special emphasis on care for those who are not connected in a group. So for our care and impact department, we have delineated it to say, guys, you need to think congregation on pastoral care, particularly for those who are not connected in a group. For those who are connected in a group, it's the group's mandate to care for one another, but this is for all those who are not. And that then connects into helping people then get into groups, right? So it becomes a funnel in that way as well. So part of that is, I mean, we're equipping and mobilizing lay counselors and you know, the counselors in our congregation and consultants in our congregation, you know, we're empowering and finding our congregation members who are experts on mental health, experts in finances, experts in these areas, and saying, hey, we don't want staff to do these. We want you to do it. And we're going to help you do a Facebook Live so that you are presenting and there's interactive engagement happening, right? And that it's real time as well. So it's not canned content, but real live interactive content too. So that's that congregational and pastoral care side. The next one is neighboring and evangelism. And this is where we're empowering the congregation to live out the blessed practices with their neighbors. And we've talked a lot about bless, and this comes from Dave and John Ferguson at Community, but this is the idea where you're beginning with prayer, listening, eat, serving, and sharing your story. So just like the community side of things, we really do believe that this is an opportunity right now to be able to train our congregation to better be able to share their testimony and know how to verbally proclaim the gospel. Yes, there's the deed side of it in neighboring and creating opportunities where our congregation are neighboring well. And I even preached a sermon on that to really empower a congregation to do that well. But it's the idea where, yeah, we need to neighbor well, but we also need to share are the story. And then lastly, there's impact. So this is the idea where we're developing opportunities to tangibly serve our city through defined partnerships and missional activities. So not only are we going to create one-off opportunities for all ages in our church to serve our city, but also what are those high impact opportunities to serve a particular area? And maybe that's healthcare workers for you. Maybe that's those who have lost jobs. I mean, in Alberta for us, oil, the fact that oil, West Texas crude and Alberta, I mean, they're all of these oil prices having gone negative a few weeks back. I mean, this is devastating for our economy. So we're wrestling through how do we be the salt of the earth and the light of the world, particularly in our context.
Man, that's so good. I don't have anything to add.
So guys, we're honestly, Todd, why don't you just share about the grid course? Because this is obviously, it's two short episodes, but I know our listeners are going to want to take a next step in all this.
Well, okay. So when you look at the course I've developed, it's really about how do I come in, realign, restructure, and reopen my church. And so there's a bunch of different tools, but what it starts out with is getting your head right. And the mindset of your team, right? And then there's all these tools to walk through step by step to get to this kind of point where you've just outlined, Daniel, because, you know, about halfway through is where you finally say, okay, it's time to eliminate the trivial good guys. Instead of having a, you know, the classic old school visual of a compass that comes out, there's north, south, east, and west, but there's northeast and there's north, northeast. And there's all these little, you know, diagonal crosses coming out of that main north, south, east, west. This is the time to do what Daniel has done and do what I know Austin Stone has done and say, nope, we're moving everything off of this dial because if we don't decide what the three or four important directions of the church are, everybody is going to continue moving in their own direction. And so there's completely all kinds of different tools like that to really help you ferret out and understand the different groups in your church right now and what their ministry needs are. so that you can shift resources or the way that you do that ministry for those people. I mean, the need, the ministry need of a parent may not have changed that much, but the way that you resource that parent and equip that parent to, you know, let's say lead their child closer to God, that's one that should be in place in peace and in war. And so in that regard, you know, it walks you through step by step, okay, how to do that. Because for most of us right now, it's really trying to find clarity on where we are so that we can move forward. And that's what this course does.
Love it. Love it. All right. So we'll have all that in the show notes. Thanks again for listening into this podcast. Be sure to share it with your team. Talk through 488, 490, as well as the grid course, the course on ministry grid that Todd was referring to. All of the links will be in the show notes. But yeah, have this as a part of your staff meeting. Talk through it. And also reach out to Todd and I on social media or on any of the platforms, because we'd love to help in any way that we can. All right. Thanks again for listening in, and we will catch you next time.